This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes talks football, family, and more. Monday nights during Sports Open Line, only on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Hey, welcome back to KMOX. We're joined in studio by Colton Hevelo. He's a bull rider from right here in Missouri. Where are you from?
Smithville, Missouri.
Where's that at?
Platte County, buddy.
It's north of Kansas City, about 35, 40 minutes.
Wow. How old are you, Colton? 20 years old, and your brother Crash is here with us as well.
Yes, sir.
And how old are you, Crash?
16 years old.
Now, you're not riding bulls professionally,
he rides
are
bulls
you?
No,
look
sir.
At him.
But you ride bulls.
Yeah.
You and your brother ride bulls together?
Not anymore, no, yeah. Now he's professional.
Who's better?
It's close.
Really?
Wow.
Let's just say I let him win.
Wow. How old do you have to be a bull rider?
There's no really certain age, but to be professional, you got to be 18.
Yeah? And you've been doing this for 2 years now?
Yes, sir.
How many times have you walked away with the crown? Because you guys compete every week, right?
Yeah, we compete every week. I'm the first and only guy to ever win his first ever PBR event, but I've won two events professionally.
Wow. Is that right? You won the first time you competed? You won?
Yeah, at the PBR level. I was in Youngstown, Ohio.
Well, there you go. He's in Ohio, which is a great presidential politics state.
Yeah.
But you're riding the bull there, and you got to be on this bull for, what is it, 8 seconds?
Yeah, 8 seconds.
How did I know that? And so now you don't think 8 seconds is a long time unless you have to listen to Michael talk. But 8 seconds on a bull is quite a bit, right? I mean, because
yeah,
these bulls
it can be,
are nasty.
It can be a long time, and it can be a short time.
Have you ever gotten hurt?
Yeah, I've broke my leg once, and I broke my arm a couple
what?
Of times.
You broke your leg? How long did that put you out?
That put me out. It didn't actually put me out very long. I actually ended up walking on my leg for about 8 months before I figured out it was broke.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
They put me in a walking boot for a month because it healed quite a bit, but it didn't heal all the way. So they put me in a walking boot for a month, but I could take it off the ride.
What happened to you that you decided one day, you know what, I'm going to take this 1,000-pound animal and get on its back and buck around on it?
My dad rode professionally, and my mom rodeoed growing up, and that's how I got into it.
Yeah.
Dad didn't want me to do it, but Mom pushed it a little bit, and here we are today.
Yeah?
You and Crash both are riding the bulls out there. That's kind of exciting. And do your folks travel and watch you compete?
Yeah, my parents travel with us. They couldn't come this weekend because we got bulls and stuff at home to take care of. But they come when they can, and they haul my little brother around the go to rodeos.
Well, you're driving now, Crash, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how's that working?
Pretty good, but
have you had a crash yet?
No.
Oh, well, Crash has not had a crash. That's good news.
Yeah,
for us,
where did the name Crash come from, Crash?
Oh, it was just a nickname I got when I just kept following Dad around when we were feeding. I just kept falling down.
Uh-huh.
He said, "We're just going to call you Crash."
Michael was doing that last night.
I crashed last night. Yeah. So, Colton, you're competing this weekend. It starts when? Is it tomorrow?
It starts tomorrow, yes, sir.
And it's over at the Enterprise Center right here, the hockey stadium in downtown St. Louis. And it's a two-day competition. How's it? What happens on the first day and the second day? Can you tell us?
Everybody gets on one bull Saturday, and we come into Sunday with a new draw. Everybody gets new bulls, and we ride and they take the top 12 back to the short round on Sunday, so you're potentially able to get on three bulls, but
different
only 12
bulls.
Guys. Yeah.
Huh. Have you ever rode the same bull twice at one of these?
I've never been on the same bull twice in one weekend.
Yeah.
At one of these events, but I have been on some bulls twice before.
I guess you kind of get to know each other, you and the bull, right?
Well,
you talk to them, or
we don't necessarily get to know the bull. The contractors kind of know their bulls better than we do, but we study them and watch them, and we know which bulls do what or have this trip or that
trip. So when you're practicing at home, how many bulls do you rotate with at home? You just have one that bucks, or how
no,
does that work?
No, we actually have 10 big bulls at home.
10 bulls at home? We, you ought to go into politics.
We get on, if we have to work on a certain direction or just getting on bulls, just to be getting on them to practice to get better, we just kind of run them in and get on them. Sometimes dad will choose for us. Sometimes we'll kind of pick ourselves. It just kind of depends on what we want.
Is there one particular move that the bull does that you think, oh, this is the hardest thing to deal with?
No, not necessarily, because a bull can't read, so you just got to ride him jump for jump.
The bull can't read. He must be going to our public school system here.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 145 pounds.
Wow. I mean, you're just a thin man, and how tall are you?
I'm between 5'6 and 5'7.
Are most of the bull riders around that same height and size?
Roughly, yeah.
Could bull riders, like, could Hancock and I be bull riders? Or are we too big? Or would
once
the bull look
we
at
could,
us
we could
and
be
say,
a bull
no
rider
way?
Once. We could be a bull rider once, Kelly. We, and that would be the end of.
There's sometimes where we see guys that are taller and heavier to get on. It don't quite go as well as you'd plan, but guys do it.
Yeah, they get bucked. You're a professional athlete, and so you travel around the country doing bull riding. Do you guys got fans that follow you around and go from city to city to come see young Colton hop on that bull?
There's fans that travel around all to every weekend and every event. So you don't really know them. You just see them every now and then. So there's fans that travel around to watch all of us.
Do you, Colton Havilow is our guest. He's a professional bull rider. He's going to be competing at Enterprise Center tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Hopefully he's going to win his third PBR competition this weekend here in St. Louis. Do you, other than practicing bull riding at home, is there an exercise regimen that you do? Is there a certain workout that a bull rider needs to perform?
There's a bunch of workouts we can do. I work out every day of the week, Monday through Friday, and I'll even go to the gym on the weekends just to get loosened up and ready for that night for the performance. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I go to about an hour to an hour and a half worth of gymnastics.
Oh, of course. That makes perfect sense. So you're a pretty good tumbler, are you?
I'm decent at it. I'm not the best at it, but they definitely ain't easy on me.
So if you had to guess, estimate, how many times have you ridden a bull in your life? Practice, professional, everything. Thousands?
Man, it has to be over the thousands. Yeah, I've been on so many I can't even remember.
Crash, how about you? You're 16. How many times have you ridden a bull?
I have no idea.
Hundreds?
Maybe a little bit more.
Wow.
Have you ever had an experience where you're like, I don't know why I'm doing this. This is kind of crazy. This beast is beating the snot out of me, and here I am getting back on him.
Yeah, when you first start, you think about it, and you're like, why am I doing this? But at the same time, you love it. So you kind of forget about it and just keep going.
Do you? Well, so you guys compete every weekend. Do you miss it for the 4 or 5 days that you're traveling and having to talk to goofballs like us?
You don't really miss it, because you go home, and if, like, we got our backyard, you walk out our back door, and there's bucking bulls, there's horses, there's an arena. You really don't get to miss it, because it's just all right there. So
wow,
you go out, and whatever we do, it applies to the bucking bulls feeding.
So I know they can't talk, these bulls, but if they could, and I had a bull sitting in here, what would the bull tell me about Colton Havilow?
There's no telling what a bull would say about me or any of us guys. You really don't know, because they're kind of like a human. There's some bulls that simply don't like people, and then there's bulls that they wish they could sit in your lap. It just kind of depends on the bull.
And the nice bulls, the ones that are kind of kind, are they more gentle?
Yeah, there's a bull called Top Dollar that Laramie Wilson Hall's. He's actually pretty famous right now on social media because he's gentle, like really gentle, and he's actually one of the best bulls in the world.
Does he let you pet him?
Oh yeah, he'll lay there and let you sit on him.
But then when it's time to buck, he knows it's time to buck.
Oh yeah,
showtime.
That bull, they run a neck rope on him because he's just anxious, wanting to go.
Wow, I don't know what that means. A neck rope, that kind of helps keep him under control a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of gives him something else to think about while we pull our rope.
You both are wearing cowboy hats, like real cowboys, which you are. But I noticed you have a dollar bill in the back of yours, Colton.
Yes, sir.
What's that all about?
My grandpa gave it to me a long time ago, and I just have kept it. I actually, he let me have it, and I rode with it in my pocket, and I just pulled it out of my pocket and put my cowboy hat in.
It's your lucky dollar.
Yep.
That's your lucky dollar. That's awesome. Grandpa. I'm going to have to give my granddaughter a dollar, and she can put it in her cowboy hat.
Do you wear the hat when you're on the, or do you wear a helmet when you're on the bulls?
I wear a helmet. In the PBR, if you're born after 94, you got to wear a helmet.
Right.
You can't wear a hat.
But when you're at home, do you wear a helmet? I mean, I want to be safe, right?
I wear a helmet always. Now, every now and then, we'll be jacking around, and we'll get on something without our gear, but it ain't nothing that'll hurt us.
Any female bull riders?
There's a few female bull riders in the world. You don't see very many of them.
Uh-huh. So one of the things I noticed that you have to do a lot of training for is your hands, because you guys tie those up in those ropes, right? You put yourself firmly on the bull that way?
We got a bull rope. We stick our hand in the handle, and then we pull the rope down tight. And on the rope, there's what we call rosin. And it's a sticky mixture. It's almost kind of like tar in a way. It just keeps our hand in there. Because not always your hand grip keeps your hand in the bull rope.
You know,
the
rosin are you guys busy this afternoon? I cannot get the hose off of my spigot in the back. I've been twisted on that thing for about a week, and I can't. I bet you could take that sucker off in a half a second.
Probably not. That's something my dad has done in the past is waterworks.
So. You say your dad was a bull rider as well?
Yeah.
How many years did he ride?
He rode for 11 years professionally.
11 years?
Is that the length of a career typically?
It differs. Some guys don't last very long. Some guys will go 10 to 20 years.
Wow.
It's hard to believe in downtown St. Louis, inside the hockey stadium right now, there's a bunch of these animals over there waiting for you to go over there and get on.
It's got to be hard to do that on ice.
Yeah.
They put enough dirt down
where it's not. I was going to say, because if you had to ride that bull on ice, man,
I went to the PBR once. They got a clown that runs around and is entertaining. Did you ever think of being the clown guy that kind of keeps the bulls from messing with people?
I really don't. Don't want to do that. I mean, I'm not real big on being funny.
Yeah.
I'd rather ride the bull than cheer everybody up.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
What's her name?
Gentry.
Is she from St. Louis or Missouri?
No, she's actually from Texas.
Really? Oh, we won't hold that against her. Yeah? And how long have you been dating?
At the end of December, it'll be 2 years.
Does she get worried about you getting on these bulls every weekend?
I don't know. I've never asked her, and I really don't bother to ask.
There you go.
Gentry. Well, good luck to you and Gentry. I hope that all works out well. Colton Havilow is our guest. His brother, Crash, is with us in the studio as well. Thank you very much. Good luck this weekend. We'll all be rooting for you.
Tickets are still available, and people can come and root for a fellow Missourian, right?
There's nothing like watching somebody ride a bull for 8 seconds.
Buddy, the Show Me State with our Show Me guy out there, Colton Havilow. I'll be rooting for you this week.
Thank you.
Thanks
all
for
right,
coming in,
go
guys.
Go get him, fellas.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.